I'm here with the one of our small business experts. You're the incredible Karen Smith, Karen Smith Photography. Karen, I'm so excited to be interviewing you and sharing about your incredible business. Well, Karen operates her own photography business, which has delivered amazing results for her clients and really get sharp, crystal clear images that really portray the best of her clients. So, Karen, I'd love to find out a little bit about your business and basically, who's the ideal client or who's the main person that you work with or your ideal client?
Okay, I started off being quite diverse and I love doing weddings. I think brides are the most beautiful people on earth. But recently I've started concentrating on photographing women. And so we take a before photo and I have my own home studio, so they come to me. And I have a makeup artist and she does hairstyling as well. And she comes along and she does their makeup and their hair. And then I get the women into my studio and put them in different poses that make them look beautiful and take beautiful photos.
That sounds amazing. So I'd love to find out a bit more about your back journey on that. So what actually sparked you on this journey or what helped put you on this path of wanting to become a photographer?
In 2010, my husband and I started travelling in our caravan and I thought, oh gosh, I had a pretty good point and shoot camera.
Yep.
So I thought I'd love to be able to take landscape photos and get them printed, matted and go to markets and sell them as we're travelling around. But that didn't really eventuate. And when we came back to Perth, I thought I'd really like to be photographing people.
Yep.
So that set me on a journey of learning to do that. And so I did a couple of short courses with a professional photographer in Perth and then got online and found as many online courses as I could and started learning online.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like I was saying to you before, it's amazing the education that we can get nowadays from online learning, all the things that we can teach ourselves from scratch. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, it's incredible because you can, get feedback from your work and on the different courses you do, and you can send in photographs and get critiqued on them. But at the moment, I have a photographer mentor in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
She does incredible work photographing women, and she calls her work Finding Your Beautiful.
Oh, I like that.
And she does amazing work.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'd love to find out, what are some of the biggest achievements or biggest things that you've been excited about in your business since starting it? What are some of the great results that you've achieved?
I think it's when women receive their photos and they say, oh, Karen, how do you do this? And they're just amazed at how they look.
Yeah.
They see themselves differently.
Yeah.
And gives them a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah.
And and just helps them on a new journey in life, I guess. So,
definitely.
And that's really rewarding for me.
Yeah,
and I guess that's probably one of the best achievements that, I get out of it.
Definitely. I think there's nothing more fulfilling than making people feel good about themselves. Knowing that if they're lacking self-confidence, you can increase that by making them look amazing and showing them that that's what that's really them.
Right.
Not that that's some fake image, that's really them. So.
But the other side of that too is I've started also doing generational photos on the female line. And that started me on a journey through my own experience, that I have this little square photograph from film days, and I went searching for it the other day and I can't find it. But it's a photograph of my grandmother in a bed in a nursing home, and my mother standing one side of the bed and me on the other with my 6-month-old daughter. And that's the only generational photo I have. And my children have never seen a photograph of their grandmother.
Wow.
So I thought, well, there must be many, many families that are in that same position.
Wow. It's funny you say that, actually, because the other day I remember at home, my wife asked me to take a photo. We had her mum on one side, her mum's sister on the other, our 2-year-old daughter and my wife there. And she goes, I wish more people take proper photos of generational photos. And to her, that blew her away. And just taking a simple photo like that. So I think that's, it's such a powerful thing to be able to do.
Well, can you imagine a photo like that up on gracing your wall in your home?
Exactly.
And being able to show, future generations of your children those photos.
Definitely.
And, many of us really don't concentrate on that side of a photograph and of the family.
Exactly.
And yet there are other cultures that I've spoken to where they learn who their ancestors are. They'll know way back who their great-great-great-great-great-grandmother or grandmother are because they're taught from small children.
Exactly.
But in Australia, we don't seem to care too much about that.
Yeah, it's quite sad to say that, there's not that much caring to our background or culture or that. And it's fascinating to be able to photograph those moments to keep forever.
That's
so valuable. Yeah. So, Karen, I'd love to find out, is there for any business person looking to create a standout image or potentially change some of their photos to make themselves look more professional, what some tips or advice do you feel would really benefit them?
Well, having a good photo for your social media, for LinkedIn, etc., for your website, you are the face of your business. So having a good photo that's been taken in good light and, wearing the right colours, going with the right colours can make a big difference to your photograph and to your image. So I would say, good lighting, good background, and it doesn't have to be against a white wall.
Yeah.
It can be a good location photograph. Because the way we take the photographs, the background is blurred out, but there's a bit of, there's something behind you.
I think that's a big thing that so many people let themselves down. They're trying to portray a really professional image, but their photos are letting them down, and that's such a crucial thing where you need to invest that time into professional photography, I feel, as a business owner, to be able to set yourself in the best light and for people to take you seriously.
So that's right.
Having services like yours is incredible.
Yeah. Well, anyone can take a snapshot. Anyone can, we get great photos on our phones these days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, as a professional photographer, I could use my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
But being able to get the right blurring if you're outside or whatever and get the right background is a good thing.
So true. Yeah. So moving, looking forward into your business, Karen, or what are you most excited about either currently or moving forward into your business?
Moving forward, I think just being able to encourage women, to see themselves in a different light, to find they're beautiful and to look forward to, having a great photo taken and looking beautiful and being able to share that with their family. That is a fantastic thing for them to do.
Definitely. I think it's amazing what you're doing, Karen, and I'd love to see your work and the incredible things you've done with it. So if there's any business people listening today, where would be the best place to reach out with you or get in contact with you if they were looking to get some photos done?
I have a Facebook page, business page, and that's called Karen Smith Photography. It has my profile pic on it, and I also have a website. It's called karensmithphotography.com.au, and so they'd be able to contact me through either of those social media.
Brilliant. That sounds great. Well, Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and getting to understand a bit more about your business and why photography is so important and crucial to looking great, and also having these amazing, like you said, the generational things. That's something that's definitely everybody should have to be able to show your family off. So.
Well, I started doing the generational photos in the female line, and then in that I do combination photos as well. So it might be great grandmother with granddaughters, or it could be mother and daughter, and the grandmother with her daughter, and I do combinations.
Like,
and in that we also get these beautiful pose photos for women too.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, Karen. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed sharing your knowledge and your insights.
Thank you.